The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi. He's going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
Looking at the situation in the Middle East, Gaza Strip is burning. Israeli air attacks have turned its buildings into rubble. And 1 million Palestinians have been displaced from the north towards the south. 4,000 at the numbers that we see now where the Palestinians have been killed and many, many more wounded. According to the NBC report, Israeli airstrikes even targeted Palestinian convoys who were moving to south, killing 70 civilians. If you remember last week, I mentioned that looking at that incident in isolation doesn't give the full picture. You had to look at the root cause of the cycle of violence, and that is the issue of occupation. The biggest victim of this war is basically the truth, where the truth has been placed with fake news, especially with the speed that we have now in, you know, circulating communication and reports around the world. You know, this becomes even more challenging. And I would like you to remind you of the ayat from Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah number 49, ayat number 6, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ, that if a sinful person, a person who is not, you know, a righteous person, comes to you with a news, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, investigate that, whether it is true or not. Don't act on it. Otherwise, what will happen? أَن تُصِيبُ قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ, otherwise you will react on it and end up, you know, being unfair to the other party. فَتُصْبِحُ عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ, and then you will regret what you have done when you find out what is the truth. And this is where I think, you know, one of the challenges that we have besides many other challenges is the Palestinians have their own struggle, but there are even struggles and challenges that we face because of that. And so let me just give you one example to make sure that when we go through the news media, you know, reports, and even especially the social media, we have to be very careful about it. This event started the week before on Saturday. Last Monday morning, an Israeli TV news channel by the name of I-24 alleged that Hamas beheaded many Israeli babies in their attack. The reporter of I-24, Nicole Zadek, you know, she went to even to what is now known as X, saying soldiers witnessed bodies of babies with their heads cut off. Hours later, an Israeli military spokesman said that we cannot confirm that. The Israeli army itself says we don't have any confirmation about such an incident. And based on that, some journalists went on the X basically to confirm that the claim was untrue. So this is in the same day. This is happening on Tuesday. Yet on Wednesday morning last week, almost a dozen UK newspapers ran a story as a front page story. You know, some saying 40 babies murdered by Hamas. Some saying babies being murdered or beheaded. But they didn't bother to verify this from even the reports of the night before by other journalists or even the Israeli army, which refused to verify that claim. Remember that this channel known as I-24 is basically very close to Netanyahu, the prime minister. And his office also circulated this fake news. Mark Jones, a scholar and a journalist who even authored the book known as Digital Authoritarianism in the Middle East, Deception, Disinformation, and Social Media, he says that, you know, this unconfirmed report in 24 hours, it was viewed by 44 million people. 300,000 likes and 100,000 reposts within 24 hours. The Israeli army actually contradicted this public statement made by its own prime minister's office. Yet on Wednesday, we see that Biden claimed, sitting in White House with his Jewish, you know, delegation which had come, where he says, I never really thought that I would see, have confirmed, pictures of terrorists beheading children. I never thought I would ever. And soon after that, U.S. administration letter clarified Biden's remarks by saying that neither the president nor his aide have seen pictures or have received any confirmed reports. What was then he talking about? Unless, you know, it's time for him to retire. You know, and it's in this background that we had to realize that we cannot accept the Israeli claim, even parroted by Biden 2 days ago, that Palestinian militants themselves attack Al-Ahli Hospital in Gaza. And this is where we have to be very careful about it. You know, one of the, and by looking at all this, you know, let me just give you one interesting, you know, description for a veteran U.S. State Department official by the name of Josh Paul, who just resigned from his position yesterday. He was director of the Bureau of Political Military Affairs at the State Department, and he quit in what he described as Biden administration's intellectual bankruptcy in sending more weapons and ammunition to Israel, you know, because he said, look at the number of the people who are being killed there as far as Gaza is concerned. And he says, the reason why I'm quitting now is because the government rushing to provide arms to Israel. You know, last night, Biden asked for $14 billion to be sent to Israel. According to Josh Paul, he says, you know, this decision is short-sighted, destructive, unjust, and contrary to the very values that we publicly espouse. And this is where, you know, we have to look at this issue and go back to this ayat of Quran. We get all these reports, and we have to shift through it to see, you know, and I'm not saying that when it comes to Hamas, they are masoom, no. We are with the Palestinian people, nothing to do with Hamas. But whenever we talk about Palestine, this is about the Palestinian people. And collective punishment is not allowed even according to the international laws. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand, as the Prophet has said, Allahumma arinil haqq. Oh Allah, show me the truth the way it is, so that we can form, you know, educated and informed opinion on these issues.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.